All right, it's me here with our favorite ichthyodoric, Leif. Hey, Leif.
Hey, Deputy D. How you doing, man?
I'm looking out the window, enjoying the day, and kind of getting pumped to go out and do a little shoveling.
Oh, man. You know, I was more pumped to come up here to your neck of the woods because it was dumping down rain at my house.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hear. It's mostly it's the snowfall is more up valley, and I need to remember that when I report that we're getting snow. But that brings up... since we're here to do a fishing report.
You bet.
The snow, I was asking earlier before we went on air here about how the snow affects the fish. It's not really the snow that you're dealing with. The snow itself, the white stuff coming down, that's not really going to affect the fish so much. But some of the things that go along with snow do.
You know, it's mostly, you know, for me, I'm really using the temperature trend, the lunar cycles, the time of the day. Those are big things for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you also have other things like matching the hatch and all these other things. But if you really pay attention to the temperature of the water throughout the given time of the day and try to line that up with the proper, you know, feeding time for those fish, with right now coming up on a full moon cycle, that would be kind of throughout the evening and night and wrapping up around 9 to 10:30 in the morning. And so I'd be keying in on, you know, I hate to say it, this time of the year being a little bit cold, but you know, probably that 8:30 to 10:30 range. That couple hours would be the time for me to get out right now.
Really?
Or right around 3:30 until, you know, it gets too dark to see.
Wow. So fishing in the dark a little bit, how would that change up your gear, or does it?
Well, you know, those guys that really like to swing their gear, it doesn't really matter so much because they're just depending on touch, really. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll be watching for the line to stop too, but a lot of time you're going to feel a tug with that. But, you know, a lot of the time with my nymphing rig, I'm doing a little bit of a swing, too. So if I get a tug, I'll feel that, and I'll set the hook on that. And, you know, I mean, the snow, like we were saying, it doesn't really it doesn't deter them from doing anything. But I swear that I see them eat the bigger snowflakes that'll float for just a little bit on top. Maybe it's out of curiosity or, you know, a lot of time we say a fish's hands or its mouth. So a lot of time they're just kind of checking stuff out. Or maybe they're just stimulated by the supposed snowflake hatch that's happening, and I'm happy that we're getting them. But, you know, like I say, don't worry about the rain. Don't worry about the snow. Just put on the proper gear. Get out there. They should be biting, and it should be a good time because the air temps have been moderate and the water temps have been moderate to even somewhat warm.
Huh. Well, that now you mentioned a couple of things that bring up some questions in my mind. I'm curious. You mentioned the lunar cycle, and what is that going to mean to you? I mean, clearly we're not talking about the temperature of the water in daylight. You're talking about something completely different. First off, how does it affect the fish? Mm-hmm. And then how do you respond, and how do you fish according to lunar cycles?
Right. Well, you know, because the temperature will lead you to fish more in the middle and kind of late mid-afternoon.
Right, daylight stuff.
Right, you have to sort of pull that one back a bit and start to think about what the fish are doing as far as feeding. And at nighttime, they're going to be feeding more. I don't know if it's because they can see more in that full moon. I mean, you might have a cloudy night, but they might be so tuned in on the pressure that's involved and just the habit of feeding around that full moon time in the night that they might be feeding more in the early hours. So you really want to pay attention to more than just one thing. You might have to find that happy medium between the temperature and the light and when you think they're actively feeding, because sometimes fish aren't. Sometimes they're just kind of sitting there and they're digesting what they've eaten and they're in a few hours of stasis. I think if they had eyelids, maybe they'd close them for a little bit.
Okay. I think I get what you're saying. So you're saying lunar cycle, but really what you're talking about is a full moon.
Right. Well,
in a nutshell.
Well, and in the reverse, no moon, you would just go ahead and fish right there in the middle of the day because they would probably not be feeding throughout the night because it'd probably be, and I'm just assuming here, darker throughout the night without the moon. So they'd be feeding during the warmest part of the day and more influenced by the temperature of the water at that point than the lunar cycle or the light involved in the middle of the night there.
Okay. A lot of things to keep in mind. It's just a big matrix.
You bet.
So one other thing I was thinking about asking you, and maybe some of our listeners know that you work at a fish hatchery. You're probably just in the back of your mind, you always kind of know the temperature of the river or lake. Do you ever take the temperature? You take a thermometer with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get the little, I think I heard him talking about it on your cooking segment there. They have the little just pin temperature thermometers, and they'll give you an instant temperature reading. You can get a high-low setting on that. So a lot of time what I'll do is if I'm in a lake, I'll set the high-low. I'll set it at the check what the water temperature is at the surface, and I'll drop it down about 10, 15 feet, see what it is down there too. So if I can't, if I don't have the luxury of checking the computer screen at the hatchery, and also the luxury of just watching those fish and seeing what they're doing. A lot of the time, I know it's time to go fishing at lunch break. When I see the fish in the hatchery are just kind of going crazy, and they're jumping around, and they're just acting frisky. And a lot of the time I notice the fish out in the river are acting just the same way.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And, hey, don't let me forget this time, Don. You know, it's been a lot the same as far as ice fishing goes. Of course, with the warm-up here, the top of the ice is going to be mushy. But there was such a good cold snap and so little snow throughout the beginning of the season that it is a strong ice layer, and it might be counterintuitive at this point. But I assure you, the ice is strong, but like I say, it's going to be really wet on top, so you better take some knee boots and a bucket to sit on, something like that. Don't go out there if your feet aren't going to be able to stay dry in a couple 4 to 6 inches of water. But the other thing I wanted to remember to say is it's time to go to Big O. That's Omak Lake for the Lahontan Roundup, man. It's getting prime. My buddy Brandon has been hitting it. He and his girl Gretchen, they really know how to slay those fish over in that area. And they've been hooking into some nice Lahontans, and I'm getting ready, tying up some bugs to head over there.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll talk about Lahontans next time.
Yep.
Talking to Leif Seberg, he can help you have more fun out on the water in a couple of different ways. How would they get hold of you, Leif? How would you like them to get hold of you?
You know, feel free to give me a call, 996-2832. Metow Fishing Adventures, you can check me out here online as well at flyfishersproshop.com. And you can check out my blog there, Fish Reports, and you can book a trip with us. We'll be fishing the steelhead season and all the way through the trout season. We'll set you up with a really fun trip, and we'll get you out on the water the way only a guy from the Met How could show you. So everybody, have fun, stay dry out there, and fish on.
Fish on.